Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
River Talk, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. All right, fine. Also, the force multiplier of truth, but I don't have any hotkey for that. So you'll just have to imagine a really cool sound effect for that. All right, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you have any thoughts about what's going on in the world or here in the valley, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. What Trump is doing. Were you a Trump supporter and no longer because of all of this? Do you really think it's a good idea for Israel to control Trump and our entire government? It's been that way for a very, very long time, and it's getting worse. What Israel's doing now, during Holy Week, destroying Christian villages, destroying Christian churches throughout the West Bank and Lebanon, it's unbelievable. And they're getting away with it because the local media, national media, says virtually nothing about it. The third oldest Greek Orthodox church in the world, Israel destroyed it. Just to bomb the church. In South Lebanon, they have so many Christians who are being slaughtered by the Israelis. It's unbelievable. It is absolutely unbelievable. And now we find out in his testimony that the Israeli Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu, had been funding Hamas, $35 million a month through Qatar. Yeah, you heard right. Everything with Israel, as I've come to realize because of the Epstein files, everything is a lie. Everything is a lie, and it is, I'm sick of it. And again, the genocide being committed right now by Israel, by Israeli soldiers and also by Israeli gangs, they call them settlers, to Christians and non-Christians is unspeakable, absolutely unspeakable. But Israel controls the United States. And so, you know, you're not going to get any kind of coverage on that at all. Fortunately, it's on ex-Twitter, and that's why I fear, and I hope I'm wrong, I fear that Mossad working with CIA will somehow take out Elon Musk, because I think that's he's next on their hit list. I absolutely believe. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But that's what I think is going to be happening. All right, back to this local thing, Ohio Valley here. The big debate with Ron Ferguson, who is the incumbent, and it's for the House seat, the seat that covers the eastern part of Belmont County and also Jefferson County, goes down the river. Ferguson has done a pretty good job. We've had him on as a guest here a number of times. He's a great friend of the show. Hoagland I've had on a few times, but this last time, the way that he just blew us off, like he couldn't be bothered. Hey, I'm Frank Hoagland. I'm a former state senator, and everybody in Columbus is supporting me, and they're spending millions of dollars to get me elected. I don't need Dimitri. I don't need, you know, to be, you know, on in Dimitri's studio or anything like that. Fine. At least man up and let me know that you're not interested, that you're not coming. But nothing from Hoagland. Absolutely nothing. So this debate that's going to be coming up on 9, first, it'll be interesting to see if Frank Hoagland does a Mike Rooley and blow it off, or if he shows up. My guess is he's going to show up. That's my guess, because Mike Rooley knew he didn't need us. You know, he's out of Youngstown. He's got enough votes up there. He doesn't give a crap about us at all, and that's why his vote to help protect rapists in Congress is just so disgusting. But he doesn't care, because he knows he's going to win, because he's, you know, he's Mike Rooley and Youngstown. He's got all the votes up there. So I think Hoagland's going to show up. First question would be the one that I had mentioned right before the break, and that is, why did you send this text to Dimitri and say that Ron Ferguson is, quote, spoiled piece of S-word, and that he's not a teammate, he is a F-word obstructionist? Why did you send that? Is that what you actually believe about your opponent? If that's not what you believe about your opponent, would you apologize to him right now? Look him in the eye and apologize for saying this. If you do believe that about your opponent, please tell us why, especially including these words like the S word and the F word. Is that really the kind of role model we want in Columbus from our state representative, Frank Hoagland? That's the first question that I would ask. The next question I would ask Hoagland is why he is opposed to abolishing the real estate tax in Ohio. The real estate tax in each state, the real estate tax is the forever tax. They tax you forever, every year, forever on your property. Can you imagine if the sales tax was a forever tax? You know, you buy a widget and you pay, let's make up a number, 7% sales tax. Let's just make up a number. And then the next year, you got to pay another 7% sales tax. It's the same widget. You've had it now for a year. You're not buying a new one. It's the same damn widget. But now the second year, you got to pay another 7%. Third year, the same damn widget, you pay another 7%. Fourth year, same damn widget, you pay another 7%. And on forever for the rest of your life, and when you die and your kids get your widget, they pay 7% 1 year as soon as they own the widget, and then 7% the next year when they own the widget for the rest of their lives. The real estate tax is a forever tax. It is the most unfair tax in the history of taxation. There's no question about it. And it's even worse than that, because you can't even control the rate. Now, I realize that there are elections and you can vote on the levies about what kind of tax and what kind of rate and this, that, and the other. But what you cannot control is how much your property will appreciate, in many cases, appreciate in value through no fault of your own. Here you held off on that renovation, you held off fixing it up because you know that when the government thinks that your property is worth more than its current price, your assessment is going to go up. It is the most unfair thing in the world, this real estate tax. And Frank Hoagland, oh, he loves it. Why? Because his buddies in Columbus, his handlers, the ones who are pouring millions of dollars into his campaign, want all that money to keep coming into Columbus so that they can use that to pay off all of their buddies, all of their friends, to essentially get votes, to buy votes for the next election. But we're the ones who have to pay that forever tax. And so there's an organization, Abolish the Tax, something, I think that's what it's called, Abolish the Tax, in Ohio. We had been getting signatures on petitions regarding that. Axe the Tax, I think that's it, Axe the Tax. But I haven't heard anything about that in quite a while, so I don't know if we're still doing that or not, quite frankly. But they're getting lots and lots of signatures, petitions to put on the ballot to ask the voters, do you want to change the state constitution in Ohio so that we no longer have real estate tax? And if they can get this on the ballot, I think it's going to win overwhelmingly, and I think that would be a great thing. Well, Frank Hoagland, who probably will show up for the debate with Ron Ferguson, even though he did not even have the basic common decency to let me know he would not show up for the debate here. We still had the debate, by the way. Ron Ferguson was here, sitting in one chair. Right next to him was the Frank Hoagland chair without Frank Hoagland. And we had that on my live stream on Facebook with thousands and thousands and thousands of views on this thing. And people would just see the empty chair. And then after a while, I think Ron Ferguson put a picture of him on the chair. It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. But we never would have had any of that had Frank Hoagland just had the basic common decency to respond and say, no, I don't want to be part of this debate. Thank you. But no, thank you. Or whatever. I mean, nothing. And then he sends this text saying that, they hate that, quote, spoiled piece of S-word. He's not a teammate. He is an F-word obstructionist. He had plenty of time to do that, to send that to me, but not any common decency to let me know that he was not going to be here. That's why we had the empty chair here. That's Frank Hoagland, former state senator. Again, all the respect in the world for him for being a retired Navy SEAL. All the respect in the world, no question about. You know, the man swam across the Panama Canal. Another time that I had interviewed him a few years ago, he was talking about his exploits, and apparently he's quite a good swimmer. I guess you would have to be to swim across the Panama Canal. He did it. He claims that he did it. I believe him. Navy SEALs. I believe anything with Navy SEALs. So I think he's going to show up. Those are the questions, just some of the questions that I would ask Frank Hoagland. It's like, why do you think it's fair to have a forever tax on my mom's home? Why do you think that's fair? Why do you think it's fair to have senior citizens have to pay the same tax year after year until the day they die? And then when their kids get the property, they have to pay that tax year after year until they die. And then when they give it to their kids, they have to pay that tax year after year until they die. Former State Senator Frank Hoagland, do you think that's a good idea? Could you help us understand why you think that's such a good idea to have a forever tax on a thing that we bought just once? Could you help me understand that, former State Senator Frank Hoagland? So that's the next thing that I would ask him. We would go certainly from there. Now, you're not going to see that on Channel 9 because 9 and 7 and the local newspapers, there's no journalism here. It's just a bunch of kids working for barely minimum wage who have no clue about anything, and the local media here doesn't want to rock any boats. Doesn't want anyone to be offended, upset about anything. And so that's why you never see any of these so-called reporters, which essentially are children with reporters' notebooks and microphones, asking any tough questions. That's why you don't learn anything about these weasels in politics. And there are a lot of them, let me tell you. But you'll hear it from me, like with the Mike Rulli thing. He is a congressman. Mike Rulli, former state senator out of Youngstown, who I actually like. He's great radio. You ever get Mike Rulli on the air? Oh, my God, is he great radio. Great character. There's no question about it. Absolutely no question about it. But he voted along with so many other Republicans and Democrats to protect rapists in Congress. Congresswoman Nancy Mace and Lauren Boebert from Colorado and a few others had this amendment or resolution or whatever the right term is, to open up the books for the, they have this slush fund in Congress that pays out victims of rape and sexual abuse that's committed by congressmen and their aides. They actually have this slush fund. It's, I don't know, like $17, $20 million. And so whenever a congressman rapes someone or one of his aides rapes someone, or does any kind of, you know, sexually inappropriate stuff, and apparently a lot of it is going on, they just use that money, your money, to pay off their victim. Say, look, hey, I know I raped you, and I feel terrible about it. You know, here's $100,000. Get on with your life or whatever. We want to know who these rapists are in Congress and all of their aides, because you and I are paying for them to pay off their victims so their victims don't sue them. It's essentially hush money to these poor victims of these monsters in Congress. We just like to know their names. So Nancy Mace and others pushed for this bill demanding that we have transparency, that we know the names of the rapists in Congress. We get all the information about each one of the attacks. We find out how much money each one of the victims received. We find out who these people are. It's just basic transparency. That's all we're talking about here. And the overwhelming members of Congress, both parties, Republican and Democrat, including our own congressman on the Ohio side, Mike Rulli, voted to continue protecting the identities of the rapists in Congress. Mike Rulli, the guy who blew off the debate here on 9 when he ran for Congress against those two other candidates in the Republican primary. These are the kinds of questions that I would be asking. But, you know, I'm not, I can't get him on the show here. Frank Hoagland wouldn't even respond. Well, he responded, I guess, presumably he responded with nine. I guess he figured, well, I'm going to get some softball questions there from those kids. No, those kids aren't going to be asking me the kind of questions Dimitri's going to be asking me. I'm sure that's what it is. I don't know what else it could be, quite frankly. But yeah, well, I'd be asking Frank Hoagland those questions and why he was a quitter. He didn't finish out his term in the state senate. He quit. He is a quitter. I mean, that's a fact. He went on to get a better job. And now he's upset whenever anybody calls him a quitter. But he did quit on us. He was my former state senator.